This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Rockaholics, there is a brand new ice cream spot in Puyallup called Lick Homemade Ice Cream. Migs, you and your family discovered it. You've been bragging about it.
I've been talking about it because we went there just on a whim. We're like, oh, you know what? There was a car show happening. There was a line. We're like, let's try this new ice cream place. They had some non-dairy ones. Obviously, they have a ton of different dairy ones that are all homemade. And after having a couple bites, my wife and I looked at each other and we're like, this might quite possibly be the greatest ice cream I've ever had. And so Heidi, who owns the place, sent us a message saying, hey, thanks for giving us a shout out, but I'd love to have everyone on the show try it as well. And I brought in a few pints for you guys. And what'd you think?
I think I just had a religious experience.
Karen, the look on your face when you took, it was like, what was it, the strawberry crunch one?
Strawberry crunch. And it's basically like the childhood
strawberry shortcake.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It tasted identical to that.
Yes.
And I couldn't even make words come out of my mouth. I was so happy.
Danny, you had, I mean, we all tried all of them.
But my first go-to was the Cookie Monster, because I'm always about chocolate chip cookie dough. Like, that's my favorite kind of ice cream. And that was, like, the closest one that we got. And holy God, I just want that in my mouth again. Like, I'm about to leave the studio and just go get more.
And sorry, you tried, which one was your favorite?
Oh, okay. So I tried the peanut butter chocolate first, which I love that combination. I love Reese's. So that was amazing. But then I had the Cookie Monster too. And it's just bright blue. And I just love, like, I love ice creams that children would love. So that one was my fave.
And I chatted with Heidi, who's the owner of Lick Homemade Ice Cream. She said that the Cookie Monster is obviously very popular with kids. And now apparently our show as well.
Yeah.
But man, her backstory, she was telling me a little bit about the backstory of this place. And I was like, you know what? Let me just record a quick little chat with her. Because I was like, this is really inspiring and cool to hear about. And it's just like a cool local story about everything that's happening in Puyallup and building up the downtown area. And just the fact that this has been like a life dream of her and her husband for like the last 10 years.
I'm here with Heidi from Lick, and this is the place I've been talking about here in Puyallup, and I just wanted to chat with you because I heard, like, this is like the ice cream dream in a sense. Like, you've been working on this for a long time, and now it's finally come to fruition.
We have. We had the first idea about 10 years ago, but just couldn't make it work with jobs and kids and all of that. So.
I blame kids for everything.
They really
sucked the fun out of all of us.
So fast forward through COVID, and then we just kind of decided to go for it. So we had a little speakeasy ice cream.
I wanted to ask you about that. I heard that, like, you guys were just making ice cream out of your house.
Yeah, pretty much. And just kind of figuring out all our recipes, our poor friends and family. I'm pretty sure they were over ice cream. But
you would be my favorite neighbors.
I want to be your neighbor for sure.
Right? I would never have an issue if you kept making ice cream. Like, yeah, I'll be right over.
Call me anytime.
We're playing with regular ice cream and maybe or maybe not a little boozy ice cream, but just.
Well, what booze is best with ice cream?
Peanut butter whiskey and Butterfinger is probably my favorite combination. Yeah. And then we did.
Unfortunately, those weren't available at Lick Ice Cream. I wish they would. They need to have like the Lick after hours.
Oh, yeah.
But that doesn't sound right.
And we did a pina colada one that was really pretty good too. But so our friends were real excited about those. But fast forward, now we found a space in this awesome community, and here we are
in downtown Puyallup. And we just ended up here recently, my wife and my daughter and I. And as we're eating ice cream, my wife and I look at each other and like, I'm pretty sure this is the best ice cream I've ever had. And she's like, okay, I was thinking the exact same thing. So if someone comes here though, what's your like go-to? Like, where you're like, okay, you should try this one. This one best represents Lick.
Our go-to really has been Strawberry Crunch, which is kind of like the old school
Ideal Crunch
Bar. Yeah, but it has a homemade crunch in it, homemade shortcake crunch in it. And then the Cookie Monster is always a fan favorite just because the kids love it. But really, to be honest, you never know what you're going to get. We sell through pretty fast, and we make it and on to the next flavor and kind of come up with an idea and like, let's try it. So things go pretty fast.
I don't think my waistline's going to like you very much after a few months, but it's awesome, though. I really appreciate that. You guys have this awesome ice cream place here in Puyallup.
Yeah, come see us. Thank you.
I mean, honestly, I'm glad they don't have a location closer to me because I'd be in big trouble.
Right. That's always been our joke when we find like an ice cream spot that we like because we're like, I'm so happy it's not in Puyallup. That way we don't have to stop there all the time. But now, these bastards.
But what an inspirational and awesome story about, you know, just following your heart and following the ice cream.
I did love that. They're like, we've been wanting to do it. We've been wanting to do it. And finally said, we just had to go for it and just do it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.